Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for joining me. For the next hour, Newfound Records remembers the first musician to popularize traditional Newfoundland folk songs. That was Omar Blondell. And had Omar lived, he would have been 93 years old today, February the 6th. Now, Omar, or Sage vs. Sam, was Newfoundland's most prolific recording artist from the mid-1950s to the mid-1960s. And to kick things off, let's hear a sample of his music. Two of my favorite Blondell songs back-to-back, The Half Door and When Paddy McGinty Plays the Harp.
As I was walking down the road, I spied a cozy neat abode, a half door standing open wide, a welcome to come in there. God rest you kindly here, I said, when a fair Colleen popped out her head. God bless you kindly, sir, she said, come in and close the half door. She removed the upper half of the door and set it down upon the floor. I wondered what she did it for, I couldn't understand her. She then proceeded to dance a reel, and upon the door the click of her heel resounded clear. From stern to keel she pleased a Newfoundlander. I asked her maid, will you marry me? I'd gladly, sir, but can't you see? I'm much too young for the likes of thee. Come back when I am older. 'Twas when I was taking my leave of the dear, she whispered softly in my ear, I pray you'll come again in a year. And this is what I told her. 'Tis then I'll be coming down the road to visit your cozy, neat abode, with a half door standing open wide, a welcome to come in there. Farewell, my darling, now, I said, and the fair Colleen withdrew her head. God guide you kindly, sir, she said, I'll wait within the half door.
Listen to the most recent Newfound Records show whenever you want at newfoundrecords.ca.
When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you haven't a half a chance. When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you've got to get up and dance. Feet are wiggling, toes are jiggling, making the rafters ring ta-ta. When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you've got to get up and sing. Tooraloo, tooralai. When you're feeling low, you'll soon be feeling high. It's wonderful Irish music that is neither sharp nor flat. When Paddy McGinty plays like that. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's never got a blues day. There you'll find McGinty doing the best he can. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you should ought to hear him play. Every day is Paddy's day, oh, what a busy man. Tooraloo, tooralai. If you're feeling low, you'll soon be feeling high. It's wonderful Irish music that is neither sharp nor flat. When Paddy McGinty plays like that. When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you haven't a half a chance. When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you've got to get up and dance. The feet are wiggling, toes are jiggling, making the rafters ring ta-ta. When Paddy McGinty plays the harp, you've got to get up and sing. Tooraloo, tooralay. If you're feeling sad, you'll soon be feeling gay. It's wonderful Irish music that is neither flat nor sharp when Paddy McGinty plays the harp. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he's never got a blues day. There you'll find McGinty doing the best he can. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you should ought to hear him play. Every day is Paddy's day, oh, what a busy man. Tooraloo, tooralay. If you're feeling low, you'll soon be feeling gay. It's wonderful Irish music that is neither flat nor sharp when Paddy McGinty plays the harp.
A couple of cheerful ditties there to get the show rolling. That one was When Paddy McGinty Plays the Harp. I took it from Omar's album Once Again for Newfoundland. I think he recorded it the last year that he was living in St. John's, which would have been 1964. Before that, you heard The Half Door, another light and breezy number, and I really enjoyed the whistling of that song. I suppose it was Omar Blondell. I don't know. It doesn't say on the album who was doing that. That also came, The Half Door, also came from Once Again for Newfoundland, that LP. You're listening to Newfound Records on 93.5 CHMR FM. All right. Okay. So who is this guy, Omar Blondell? Now, have you ever heard of him? Well, if you're old enough to have been tuned into the local music scene from the mid-1950s to the mid-1960s, you have. And I'm that old, and I sure do remember. Now, if you're less than, say, 50 years old, well, you may never heard of this great man. But, you know, back in those days, Omar Blondell, or Sagebrush, he was a household name. He made many radio, TV, and public performances. He released 7 records of traditional Newfoundland folk songs, as well as a number of albums of other folk songs. And he even released half an album of children's songs back then. Now, Omar Blondell, he was of Icelandic ancestry, and he arrived in St. John's from Saskatchewan in 1955. And the story goes that he was en route to Iceland to visit his father's grave, but he needed more money to complete the journey. So he stayed in St. John's to earn the cash that he needed to continue on his mission. He had had previous experience in radio out western Canada, so he went to station VOCM to look for a job. And there he was shown a copy, at the interview apparently, he was shown a copy of the 3rd edition of the Gerald S. Doyle songbook, Old Time Songs of Newfoundland. That was the 1955 edition. Now, Omar thought when he saw that he had found a gold mine, because he looked at these songs and they looked wonderful, and he found out that, to his surprise, most of them had never even been recorded. So, in late 1955, Omar Blondell was off to the recording studio to record an LP, his first one then, of Newfoundland folk songs, and that LP was titled The Saga of Newfoundland in Song. And now, from that album, and from the Doyle songbook, this one is Harbour Le Coup.
As I rowed ashore from me schooner close by, a girl on the beach I chanced to espy. Her hair it was red and her bonnet was blue, her place of abode was in Harbour Le Coup. Oh, boldly I asked her to walk on the sand. She smiled like an angel and held out her hand. So I buttons me guernsey and away me too, in the dark rolling waters of Harbour Le Coup. Me ship she lay anchored far out on the tide. As I strolled along with me maid at me side, I told her I loved her, I said I'll be true, as I winked at the moon over Harbour Le Coup. As we walked on the sands at the close of the day, I thought of me wife who was home in Ter Bay. I knew that she'd kill me if only she knew I was courting a lassie in Harbour Le Coup. As we passed a log cabin that stood on the shore, I met an old comrade I'd sailed with before. He treated me kindly, says, Jack, how are you? It is seldom I see you in Harbour Le Coup. And as I was parting this maiden in tow, he broke up me party with one single blow. Says, regards to your missus and wee kiddies too, I remember her well, she's from Harbour Le Coup. Come all you young sailors who walks on the shore, beware of old comrades you've sailed with before. Beware of the maiden with bonnet of blue, and the pretty young damsels of Harbour Le Coup.
From 1955, Omar Blondell, Harbour Le Coup. It's time for a short break, but do stick around for more Omar Blondell.
Our first kiss. That day we got caught in the rain. The romantic way he proposed. The birth of our baby girl. The day he was diagnosed with lymphoma.
Cancer changes everything, unless we change cancer. The Canadian Cancer Society continues to help families when they need it most.
I'll never forget hearing the words cancer-free.
Change depends on you. To donate or volunteer, visit cancer.ca.
Broadcasting from the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland, you're tuned to 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
And welcome back. Now today, Newfound Records is celebrating Omar Blondell's 93rd birthday. And I'll continue now with a little bit of historic and biographical information about the man. He was from Saskatchewan, and when he came to St. John's, Newfoundlanders immediately embraced him as one of their own. Now, he was the first musician who lived here to sing traditional Newfoundland songs to guitar accompaniment. And you have to remember, this was the mid-1950s, and back in those days in Newfoundland, guitars were virtually unknown at the time. Newfoundland folk songs, the instruments that were primarily used, of course, were the accordion, naturally, and the fiddle, a scattermouth organ. Other than that, it was banging on washboards and pots and pans and tapping your feet on the floor, that sort of thing. He patterned his style after the immensely popular American folk singer Burl Ives. And Ives was popular, oh, back from the 1940s up until the 1960s. He had big hits with Blue Tail Fly, On Top of Old Smokey, Funny Way of Laughing, and Mr. In Between, a bunch of other ones. And Omar imitated Burl Ives. He imitated his voice. He imitated his guitar playing. He imitated his looks even. Now, here's something that I was surprised to find out when I started to research Burl Ives and Newfoundland and Omar Blondell. Did you know this, that Burl Ives recorded a few Newfoundland folk songs in the 1950s, before Omar Blondell even came to Newfoundland? And you're about to hear one of them from his album, Folk Songs, Dramatic and Humorous, that he released in 1953, 2 years before Omar pitched in St. John's. Here is Omar Blondell's idol, Burl Ives, with Johnny Burke's Killigrew Soiree, or as Burl calls it, Killigrew Soiree.
You may talk of Clara Nolan's ball or anything you choose, but it couldn't hold a snuffbox to the spree at Killigrew's. If you want your eyeballs straightened out, just come next week with me. You'll have to wear your glasses at the Killigrew Soiree. There was birch rind, tar twine, cherry wine and turpentine, jowls and cobblances, a ginger bear and tea, a pig's feet, cat's meat, dumplings boiled in a sheet, and dandelions and cracky's teeth at Killigrew Soiree. Oh, I borrowed Clooney's beaver as I squared my yards to sail, and a swallowtail from Hogan that was foxy on the tail. Bill Cuddy, his old working pants, and Patsy Nolan's shoes, an old white vest from Fogarty to sport at Killigrew's. There was Dan, Millie, Joe, Lily, Tan, Tan, and Mrs. Tilly, a dancing like a little filly, t'would raise your heart to see. A Jim, Brian, Din, Ryan, Flipper, Smith, and Caroline, I tell you, boys, we had a time at Killigrew's Soiree. When I arrived at Betsy Snook's that night at 8:30, the place was blocked with carriages stood waiting at the gate. With Clooney's funnel on me pate, the first words Betsy said, "Here comes the local preacher with the pulpit on his head." There was Bill Muse, Dan Hughes, Wilson Taft and Teddy Roos, while Brian, he sat in the blues and looking hard at me. Jim Fling, Tom King, and Johnson, champion of the ring, and all the boxers I could bring at Killigrew Soiree. The Saratoga Lancers fished, Miss Betsy kindly said, "Sure, I danced with Nancy Cronin and her granny on the head.
And Hogan danced with Betsy, you should have seen his shoes, as he lashed old muskets from the rack that night at Killigrew's. There was boiled guineas, cold guineas, bullock's heads and little whinnies, everything to catch the pennies, 'twould break your sides to see. A boiled duff, cold duff, apple jam was in the cuff. I tell you, boys, we had enough at Killigrew's Warree. Crooked Flavin struck the fiddler, and a hand I then took in. You should see George Clooney's beaver flattened to the brim. And Hogan's coat was like a vest, the tails were gone, you see. Oh, says I, the divil haul ye and your Killigrew Soiree.
This is Rocky Wiseman. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR 93.5 FM with Wayne Tucker.
Come all ye moonshine drinkers, and ye will quickly see the work of the bold informers and the way they served me. I'll tell of the bold informers who have lately been around. They jealously could not agree, they've put me moonshine down. It been on Easter Sunday morn when down the road I see old Mickey waving both his arms and heading straight for me. He waved his arms and called aloud as down the road he ran, saying, pat me by, there's an awful kick about your moonshine can. Then next there came a summons to tell me I must go. They made me walk that lonesome trail up to my knees in snow. They made me walk that lonesome trail and put me on the stand, saying, Patty boy, you'll have to pay for having a moonshine can. I'd like to know how moonshine's made, the magistrate did say. Of yeast cake and molasses, sure that's the proper way. Of yeast cake and molasses, sure that's the cutest plan. And the magistrate was happy then, he took me moonshine can. The magistrate was happy then, God bless his eyes of blue. He sent me home with a constable and told him what to do. To hear them break me moonshine can, it nearly burst me heart. But when they throw it into the bay, it tore me soul apart. Then here's to that good magistrate, may the Lord receive me friend. When he dies, we'll bury him, and he'll go to the other end. St. Peter then will greet him, and the gate he'll then unlock, saying, come right in, good magistrate, and welcome to the flock. Then here's to the man who wrote this song, I'm sure he was not lying. And if you want to know his name be Patty Ryan. His name be Patty Ryan, me boys, from Ghost Town he belong. And if moonshine time comes round again, he'll make her twice as strong.
Omar Blondell with the Moonshine Can, and that's from his album Down to the Sea Again that he released in 1956. That was his second album, actually. And it was released just 3 months after the first album, and that's because the first album was doing so well that they decided to put out another album really quickly because the demand was there. People couldn't get enough of Omar Blondell. Before the Moonshine Can, you heard Omar's idol, Burl Ives, singing Killigrew's Soiree. This is Newfound Records, and my name is Wayne Tucker. Now, next up, two of my most prized Sagebrush Sam recordings. They are prized because they are from a 78 RPM single that he released, I think, around 1955, the first year he was here. Now, these two songs were actually both composed by Sagebrush. He didn't do a whole lot of writing, although he was really good at it. The songs are entitled Concerning Charlie Horse and its sequel, Concerning the Return of Charlie Horse. And now, these versions of these songs only appeared, as far as records go, on that single. They weren't released on any of Omar Blondell's LPs. So, folks, these singles are very rare, and that's why I prize them, and also because they are just so darn good. I couldn't believe my ears when I was listening to this, because the version of Charlie Horse that is on the 78 had a choral accompaniment of sorts. Now, Omar did record Charlie Horse later, and it did appear on albums, but it was a different version of the song. And the 1955 recording, it seems that a group of Omar's friends joined him in the studio, and they had consumed sufficient rum at the time to ensure that their pipes were in really good form as they joined in on the chorus. And it seems to me that both of these songs were probably recorded at the same recording session. And they're really delightful little ditties about a rather unlikely subject, actually, retrieving a horse's carcass from a pond. You really have to hear this stuff to know what I'm talking about. And I really love them, as you can probably tell. So you listen up. Now see what you think of Omar Blondell or Sagebrush Sam, whatever you want to call him, with Concerning Charlie Horse, followed by The Return of Charlie Horse.
Fellow Newfoundlanders, I propose a toast to a great horse, name of Charlie, what pulled the logs for his master, name of Shave, down there at Angle Pond, and fell in when the pond was frozen and was drowned. Here's to Charlie Horse, and here's to Shave the master. No better horse e'er run the course, nor pulled the logs in faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want see all should know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Come all ye friends and sit you down, I'll sing a doleful ditty. 'Twas on a day in April month, we started from the city. We planned a day or two at Mars, we stalwart men was chosen, to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond, what fell in when the pond was frozen. We seven men came thundering down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Brigus, or Collier's might have been fine. We was hungry as sin, but we never stopped in, nor took any time to park us. We all of us knew that we must get through to remove old Charlie's carcass. In the car was Noel Pocketcomb, and beside him old Goose Clouston, and Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark. In the back seat they was roostin'. There was Smiley Spofford of the Mounted Police, it weren't hard to find him, and Johnny Pollock and Sagebrush Sam was sitting right in behind him. All together! Here's to Charlie Horse, and here's to Shave the master. No better horse he'll run the course, nor pull the logs in faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want say all should know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Now Kelvin and Buck was also there, for they've lots of brawn and brains. They was aiming to help as best they could to remove old Chuck's remains. Old Charlie was like a brother to Shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a mighty good man, you see, although he'd been a horse. Now I'll spare you all the gruesome details and just relate the end. With two stout dories and a couple of ropes, we removed old Shavey's friend. We give him a decent send-off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shave and his pal, our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond, his eyes is shining bright, and Charlie nods an approving nod, 'cause he knows we did him right. And Shave will join him there one day, and he'll bring the harness leather, and so on through all eternity, they'll pull the logs together. All together! Here's to Charlie Horse, and here's to Shave the master. No better horse he'll run the course, nor pull the logs in faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and what they all should know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
Now doubtless ye all know the facts how Charlie passed away. 'Twas Angle Pond in which he fell one cold and frosty day, and we nine stalwart men was chose to pull old Charlie free, from whence he went to the big corral to spend eternity. And how we writ a song about the way we all did try to help old Charlie on his way to the meadow in the sky. We all agreed we did him right and played the proper course, and assumed that we had seen the last of dear old Charlie Horse.
Now after all these things we did, we returned one day to Mars. I removed me hat and I thought of Chuck and I looked up at the stars. Johnny and Noel and Bill and Sam and Shave and a dog named Bruce. We all was there, including Calvin and Buck and Wally and Goose. The McKinley brothers, Sandy and Doug and Smiley Spofford too. And Randall and Riley of the Mounted Police had official duty to do. What a gang we were, we chatted and sang and we didn't have a care. And as things went on, I took me out to enjoy the cool night air. The pale moon shone with a ghostly glow, and the grayish clouds was hanging low, and the pond was still, and there weren't a sound to disturb the peace for miles around. With me friends in the cabin, I weren't concerned. As this great thing happened, I later learned they was deeply engrossed. It's a habit with them to listen each night to VOCM. I looked out on the pond and into the night, and Lord, I received a terrible fright. For out on the pond, a mile away, I heard loud and clear Charlie's anguish. Nay. What is it you want, old Charlie, me pal? We thought you was happy in the big corral.
I've come back,
said Charlie, for just this night, to be sure ye fellers will treat Shave right. And soon he was gone, and the mist closed in, and I stroked the beard on me chinny chin chin. And I told the boys, and they all allowed, we should join in the chorus and sing it loud. Charlie Horse, and here's to Shave the Master. No better horse here, run the course, nor pull the logs in faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want ye all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral, well, all good horses go.
Ah, perhaps now you can see what I was talking about. Two of my favorite Omar Blondell songs from the 78 RPM single, Charlie Horse and The Return of Charlie Horse. You're listening to Newfound Records, broadcasting from 93.5 CHMR-FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. Now, a complete change of pace. The next song you're going to hear is not a Newfoundland song. In fact, Omar Blondell released several albums of non-Newfoundland songs while living in St. John's. The song you're going to hear is a song from Omar's album of children's songs, or at least half an album, really. He did one side and Diane Oxner did the other half of the album. The song that you're going to hear is Blue Tail Fly, also known as Jimmy Crack Corn, and that was popularized by Omar's idol, Burl Ives. And I'm going to let Omar introduce it to all you kiddies out there.
Now, if I sing the verses of a song, will you sing the choruses? The choruses are very easy to remember in this song. The first three lines you'll sing are simply, Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. That same line is sung three times over. Then, for your fourth line, you sing, My Boss Has Gone Away. Would you like to try it before I start singing the song? Goes like this. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. My boss has gone away. Remember that? Can you? I didn't hear very many voices that time. Try it again. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. I'm listening now. Jimmy crack corn. That's a little bit better. Now let's try the song the way it's supposed to be sung. You join me now in the choruses. When I was young, I used to wait on my boss and give him his plate and pass the bottle when he got dry and brush away the blue tape block. A Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My boss has gone away. Sometimes he'd ride in the afternoon, and I'd follow him with a hickory broom, the pony being rather shy when bitten by the blue tape fly. A Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My boss has gone away. One day he rode around the farm, the flies so numerous they did swarm. One chanced to bite him on the thigh. Ooh, the devil take the blue tape fly. A Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My boss has gone away. Louder now. The pony run, he jump, he pitch. He threw my boss into the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why. The verdict was the blue tape fly. A Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My boss has gone away. They buried him under a simmon tree. His epitaph is there to see. Beneath this stone I'm forced to lie, a victim of the blue tape fly. A Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. Jimmy Crackhorn, and I don't care. My boss has gone away.
It's time for another short break, but do stick around for more Omar Blondell.
It's showtime!
Showtime! Showtime!
Showtime!
Salvador Fernandez, I invite you to listen to Ritmo Latino, a weekly one-hour show of pure salsa, merengue, reggaeton, bachata, cumbia, and underground tropical rhythms every Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. on CHMR 93.5 FM and on the web on CHMR.ca.
Musicalizando, DJ Chumba.
And now for a public service announcement. Join the Community Sector Council of Newfoundland and Labrador on Tuesday, March the 1st, 2016 at the Holly Inn for the annual Volunteerism Luncheon. Tickets must be purchased in advance. To obtain tickets, contact the Community Sector Council at 753-9860, that's 753-9860, or go to CSC's website, communitysector.nl.ca for more details.
You're listening to Campus and Community Radio in St. John's. This is 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Bell Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
And welcome back once again. We'll now continue to celebrate Omar Blondell, who would have been 93 years old today, February the 6th. Now, entertainers back in the 1940s and 1950s, when Omar Blondell was listening to music and starting to perform himself, they were often known by their monikers. For example, Hank Snow, well, he was the Singing Ranger. Wilf Carter, he was Montana Slim. And Omar's idol, Burl Ives, was known as the wayfaring stranger. So Omar Blondell, he seemed to want a moniker himself, and apparently he got his moniker, Sagebrush Sam, from a song. The song was 10 Knots in the Devil's Tail. And here it is, by Omar Blondell, from his album, Folk Songs from Here and There and Everywhere, which I think he recorded in 1962.
Well, away out there on the Sorry Peaks, where the yellowjack pine grows tall, Buster Giggs and Sagebrush Sam had a roundup way last fall. Any old steers with lop-long ears that didn't show up by day had their old hide sizzled and their long horns chiseled in a most artistic way. Said Buster Giggs to Sagebrush Sam as he throwed his lariat down, I'm getting plumb tired of cowography, so I guess I'll jog in a town. So away they set at a right fast pace, and it weren't no short of a ride, and them was the days when a good cowpoke could oil up his inside. They started out at a mean saloon at the end of a whiskey row, and they wound up tight sometime that night about 40 drinks below. So they started out for the Sorry Peaks, packing up a dern good load, and who should they meet but the devil hisself come a-prancing down the road. Concern you ornery cowboy skonks, you better start looking for holes, 'cause I be the devil from the middle of the world come to gather up your souls. Now the devil be durned, said Sagebrush Sam, we boys both know we're tight, but afore you gathers any cowboy souls, you're in for a terrible fight. Now Sagebrush Sam was a lariat man with his gut line coiled up neat. He built him a hole and he throwed her true round the devil's two front feet. They stretched him out and they laid him down while the sizzling irons grew hot. They dehorned him with a dehorned saw and they branded him a lot. They tied 10 knots in the old boy's tail and they did it all for a joke. With a hoop and a cuff they both took off and they left him neck in yoke. If you ever pass by the Sorry Peaks and you hears a terrible wail, you'll know it's the devil as he howls and yowls with the knots tied in his tail.
Title of that song on the album Folk Songs from Here, There, and Everywhere is 10 Knots in the Devil's Tail, but it's also known, I think, as Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. That was Omar Blondell. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Omar was the first to perform and record Newfoundland folk songs to a guitar accompaniment. But for one song, at least, in his extensive repertoire, and only one that I know of, he's accompanied only by piano. And on the record, the player of the piano is not identified, but Rocky Wiseman gave this a listen, and Rocky was active on the music scene back in those days. He thinks it's very probably Ralph Walker on piano. So, from Omar's first album, The Saga of Newfoundland and Song, here is his very unique interpretation of the old Molina.
There's a noble fleet of whalers sailing from Dundee, manned by British sailors for to take a mar the sea. On a western ocean passage we started on the trip, and we flew along just like a song in our gallant whaling ship. And the wind was in her quarter and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sailed the Arctic Sea can beat the old Molina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. Art Jackson set the canvas, fair weather got up steam, and Captain Guy, the daring by, came plunging through the stream. And Mullins in the Husky tried to beat the bloomin' lot, but to beat the old Polina was something he could not. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Polina. You need not try, me sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. There's the noble Terra Nova, a model without doubt,
the Arctic and Aurora, they talk so much about. Our Jackman's model mail boat, the terror of the sea, tried to beat the old Palina on a passage from Dundee. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Palina. You need not try me, sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's. And now we're back in old St. John's, where rum is very cheap. We'll drink a health to Captain Guy, who brought us o'er the deep. A health to all our sweethearts, and to our wives so fair. Not another ship could make the trip with Palina, I declare. And the wind was in her quarter, and the engines working free. There's not another whaler that sails the Arctic Sea can beat the old Palina. You need not try me, sons, for we challenged all, both great and small, from Dundee to St. John's.
Omar Blondell with the old Palina. On Newfound Records today, we're celebrating Omar's 93rd birthday, and we continue now by going back to 1956, and Omar, who was in his second year in St. John's by that time, he was commissioned by the A&D Pulp and Paper Company to write a song about what else but the process of making paper. Now, what they wanted was a record of a song, and they wanted to distribute it free of charge as a gift to customers and to the general public. So this was all done around Christmas time in 1956. And just imagine, though, the task that Omar had at hand. Suppose you were asked to write a song about the technical process of manufacturing paper from logs. Sound like a challenge? It sure does to me. Not only that, but you have to make it light and breezy and even funny, and do it in a way that would appeal to the public. Well, Sagebrush Sam, he now sings of backers, groundwood, sulfite, chippers, digesters, pulpstone, the furnish, stock crests, and paper machines. And it's only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper.
Tis wood we must have the newsprint to make, and tis only the spruce and the fir that we take. We're out in the woods at the first crack of dawn, where we wax them all down and we mow them all on, and is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Then 'tis off to the mill with the logs we must go, be it 90 above or 100 below. We could carry them there, but 'tis hard on the liver, so we send them by train and by truck and by river, and is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. So hello to the mill and the barker machine that debarks the logs and leaves them all clean. And soon be it groundwood and sulfite and all, to prepare me old logs for their next port of call. And 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. But first is the chipper inside of the mill, where the logs are conveyed and they're left there until they're made into chips, and God bless me so, Esther, the whole bloomin' mess goes into the digester, and is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Now the chips are all cooked and we soon move along to the towers, we call them the weak and the strong. Here the weak and the strong are combined by a means that is Greek to old Sam, who knows not of machines, and is only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Soon 'tis off to the pulpstone department, no less, where the fibers are ground to a pulpy old mess. But 'tis pulp we must have, and the means for to grind it, so we forget there's a mess, or pretend we don't mind it, for 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Now the pulp is called groundwood, and sulfite's put in, so there's certain proportions of each in the bin. When the stuff is all mixed, it receives a new name. 'Tis confusion, I know, but 'tis all in the game. Yes, 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Well, the furnish is made, so we'd best move along to the stock chests ahead, and I'll say in the song, 'tis a delicate manner in which 'tis distributed to the paper machines which receive what's contributed, and 'tis only a part of the caper in the business of making the paper. Soon the paper comes out with the edges all clipped, and 'tis rolled by the rollers and prepared to be shipped. And if the A&D made it, there's none will deny 'tis the best in the world and a pleasure to buy. And that's about all of the caper in the business of makeable paper.
From a noisy old 78 RPM record, and that's all it was released as. It wasn't released on any of Omar Blondell's albums. That was The Business of Making the Paper. What a great song. I just love it. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker. And next now, a traditional Newfoundland song that Omar changed. He wasn't keen on the melody for Hard Hard Times that was published in Gerald S. Doyle's songbook, so he changed it to suit what he thought was an improvement. And actually, it is Omar's rearrangement that has now become the standard melody for the song Hard Hard Times. From his album Down to the Sea Again, released in 1956, here's Omar Blondell.
Come all ye good people, I'll sing ye a song about the poor people, how they get along. They'll start in the spring, finish up in the fall, and when 'tis all over, they've nothing at all, and it's hard, hard times. Go out in the morning, go on adrift still, 'tis over the side, you'll hear the line knell, for out flows the jigger, and freeze with the cold, and as for to starting, all's gone in the hole, and it's hard, hard times. The fine sign of fishing we'll have by and by, the fine side of fishing we'll have a goodbye. $7 for large and $6.50 for small, pick out your West Indy, you've nothing at all, for it's hard, hard times. When you've got some split and hung out fur to dry, twill take all your time to brush off the fly. To keep off the fly, it is more than you'll do. Then out comes the sun, and she all splits in two, for it's hard, hard times. Then next comes a carpenter to build you a house. He'll build her so snug, you'll scarce find a mouse. With holes in the roof and the rain it will pour, the chimney will smoke and 'tis open the door, and it's hard, hard times. Then next comes the doctor, the worst of them all, saying what is the matter with you all this fall. He says he will cure you of all your disease, when the money he's got, you can die if you please, and it's hard, hard times. The best thing to do is to work with a will, for when 'tis all finished, you're hauled on the hill. You're hauled on the hill and put down in the cold, and when it's all finished, you're still in the hole, and it's hard, hard times.
In the late 1950s, Omar Blondell decided he wanted to experience Newfoundland seal hunt firsthand. So he accompanied the sealers on one of their voyages and soon afterwards released the album The Great Seal Hunt of Newfoundland. And from that album, you're going to hear Omar sing the traditional sealer song. And then right after that, a clever poem that Omar penned himself called Lawrence Whalen Falls in the Brine. And the imagery that Omar creates in this poem is absolutely wonderful in my view. He rushed past us like a greyhound bus. There was steam coming out of his ears. We never had seen a thing like this in all our sealing years. You'll hear the whole poem shortly, but first here's the sealer's song.
Oh, the blockhouse flag is up today to welcome home the stranger, and Stewart's house is looking out for Barber in the Ranger. But Jobes are wishing Blandford first, who never missed the patches. He struck them on the 23rd, he filled her to the hatches. And bowing to well bet a few on Jack, one in the howler, the little kite she bore in sight with Billy the Dowler. The first of the fleet is off Torbay, all with their collars flying, and the girls are busy starching shirts with pens of beefsteak frying. We left you see with Billy bound home with collars flying. We were forced to stay at Trinity Bay 2 weeks or more there lying. Though short of grog, still lots of grog to bring us home quite hearty, each Trinity dove fell wild in love with Walsh and Luke McCurdy. Well, in the spring the flippers bring two lawyers, clerks or beagle, we fought brave Neptune up and down and carried home the eagle.
Though some may sing of lords or kings, brave heroes in each battle, our boys for fat would gaff and bat and make the white coats rattle. They skill their foe at every bow, was Waterloo more grander, to face who could, an old dog would like a plucky Newfoundlander. We danced on shore at Brainerd Stow, the darling girls were dancers, Jim and the Snooks, our boys would hook at every set of lancers. I felt afraid of the fuss they made of each confounded villain, I thought the floor would leave the store at the Trinity Bay Cotillion. Me and the boss's breeze, you never saw such a party. That time on shore at Brainerd Stow made all feel good and hearty. For at a dance no girls can prance, nor dress in style more grander, for an Irish reel that takes the heel to please a Newfoundlander. So here's success to Susie Bess and girls from all out harbours, for a cassette in a sealer's tin that's never saw the bird.
20 men deploy for Larry Boy, for he fell into the brine. He's down to his lip, so stop the ship and throw him out the line. Now his name was Lawrence Whelan. Not a better man was seen in Capelin Bay, out Trinity Way, and he sailed on the Algerine. 'Twas a fair Monday in Capelin Bay that he kissed his fond young love. He said, "I'll see you later, dear, I swear by heaven above." We were 6 days out from old St. John's and deep in the cold ice pans, when Skipper Smith up on the bridge called, "Let's have six good hands." He had spied some white coats, 8 or 9, just over the starboard bow. "'Tis over the side," the captain cried. "We'll take those white coats now." Of half a dozen sealing men out on the ice that day, young Lawrence Whelan was the one who sorely had to pay. The cheer of the hunter loudly rang as they moved from pan to pan, when all at once they came to a gap too wide for a sealing man. Young Whelan said, "I'll try this jump. You fellers just stay here. 'Twill be good to know if I sink below that me buddies all are near." So back he went some 20 feet, and he stomped and snorted twice. He sniffed the air, and he found it fair, and his toes dug into the ice. We all of us knew that he must do exactly as he decided. No man, they say, from Capelin Bay can ever be derided. He rushed past us like a greyhound bus. There was steam coming out of his ears. We never had seen a thing like this in all our sealing years. His eyes were wild. They were shot with blood. He uttered never a word, and the gap he reached, and he vaulted high, and he flew through the air like a bird. What a splendid thing for a man to see, young Whelan's heroic dash. Then he entered the cold Atlantic with a loud resounding splash. We all were stunned. There was none could move. All our hearts within were sore. Young Whelan, pride of Capelin Bay, would hunt with us no more. Then his head bobbed up, and we all could see that he smiled from ear to ear. "'Tis the first good bath," young Whelan said, "I've had in many's the year." 20 men deploy for Larry Boy, for he fell into the brine. He's down to his lip, so stop the ship and throw him out the line.
Two songs from his album, The Great Seal Hunt of Newfoundland. That was Omer Blondell. Actually, one was the song and the latter one a poem, of course. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker, and I'm going to try to squeeze one more number in before we close out. This is a contemporary topical song from the late 1950s, the witty and humorous catch of the season. It's a lighthearted look at the introduction of unemployment insurance to fishermen back in the mid-50s. Now, I think it was composed by Joe Shaw and Bill Glover, who performed it in March of 1957 in St. John's during the London Theatre's company stage production, Screech to the Last Drop. But I'm not really sure if this is correct, that it was Joe Shaw and Bill Glover who composed it or not. I've never had that confirmed by anybody who knows. The song was later recorded in the 1960s under a different title, The Unemployment Song, by Dick Nolan. But right now, here's Omar Blondell, and it's from his album Songs of Sea and Shore, and I think he released that around 1962. Catch of the season.
We're two weather-beaten old Newfoundland fishermen. Sometimes we smiles and sometimes we frowns, for you will agree that from what you can see, a fisherman's life has its ups and its downs. But now we are facing a wonderful future. Gone are the winters we've always endured, for our unemployment is now for enjoyment. Come April the 1st, we will all be insured. The Fisheries Council of Canada said that they's make all our hardships a thing of the past. The Insurance Commission has improved our condition. It's taken them years, but they've done it at last. We fishermen now have a newly found hobby. It makes us feel just like two juvenile scamps. For though we're not schoolboys, we bow to the rule, boys, and so we've begun our collection of stamps. We're paid by the rating of our weekly catch, and with 20 weeks' work, we will be in the clear. Our benefit starts, and we'll be men of parts, and sit back and do nothing for the rest of the year. For semi-dry codfish, we don't get good rating, but extra hard dry ones bring more increment. So though we're defaulting, we're giving up salting and curing our fish now with North Star cement. We now will be able to fish at our leisure, one good haul a week, and then that will be that. So when fish start playing, to them we'll be saying, stay where you're to till we comes where you're at. Now if in the future you should go a-squidding, you'll find a queer spectacle there, I'll be bound. They'll sit by their jiggers, all adding up figures, and licking their stamps on the squid-jigging ground.
Well, unfortunately our time is up. If you want to learn more about Omar Blondell's rather mysterious life, you should listen to Chris Brooks' award-winning documentary, The Man Who Sang Goodbye, and you can find that online at batteryradio.com. Also, you might want to check out a paper by Neil Rosenberg. It's called Omar Blondell's Contribution to the Newfoundland Folk Song Canon, and you can search for that online as well. And I used both of those, Neil Rosenberg's paper and Chris Brooks' fantastic radio program, in my research for this particular program. Wilf Doyle is going to take us out now with the Moonshine Can. Thanks for listening. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.